A stalk of flowers bedewed with showers in a garden now the springs, with mirth and glee upon a tree, a bird there sits and sings. So pleasant is her voice, it doth my heart rejoice. She sets her tunes and notes so meet, that unto me it seems so sweet, that all the flowers that ever could be was never so sweet as this to me. The like before I did never see. The Bible it is, that gardeny wis, which God preserve always. Likewise God's word it is, that bird, which now so much I praise. Also those goodly flowers, so well bedewed with showers, I will now go about to gather, and put them in a posy together. I will not put them in no chest, but bind them up as I think best, and keep them alway next my breast. The first I find to please my mind, Abel he had to name. Enoch always is worthy of praise, likewise of worthy fame. Look you what Moses writes, and in Genesis there recites, how God took him, the story saith, that he should never taste of death. And also Noah, that righteous man, a curious work did take in hand, to make the ark, we understand. Good Abraham, that faithful man, in God did trust alway. He did not fear, nor once despair, his only son to slay. Isaac was no weed, nor Jacob in very deed. Joseph was a flower of price, God did him save from cruel device. And Moses eke we find, and Aaron likewise up we bind, Joshua is not out of mind. The judges also, both less and more, they were of worthy fame. To speak of all, my time is small, to rehearse them all by name. The prophet Samuel, how God did love him well. David was a flower so sweet, to make him king, God thought it meet. For great Goliath he hath slain, and Solomon after him did reign, which unto wisdom did attain. When Achab did flourish, the ravens did nourish, Eliah, a man of God. King Josias and Esdras, we find, and patient Job. They feared our God of might, and served him day and night. No joy nor pain could them procure, but always by him to endure. Essay likewise and Jeremy. They preached alway earnestly and did their duty faithfully. And Daniel destroyed Bel, the Babylonian's god. The dragon also he brought to woe, without either sword or rod, to rehearse the prophets all, by their names them for to call. Although they be of worthy fame, it is too long them for to name. We may not Tobias leave behind, yet was he almost out of mind. But few such flowers now can we find. Full well we know no flowers can blow, but boisterous storms must find. For that is no flower that every shower doth drive away with wind. For all these goodly flowers had many stormy showers before that they could blow or bud or bring forth seed to do any good. They did abide both cold and blast, yet always did they stand steadfast, till all the storms were gone and past. Now at this time, for our gracious queen, let us give hearty praise. God may her defend from enemy's hand at this time and always, and send her prosperous reign with us for to remain, for to defend God's word so pure, and ever with it for to endure, that she may be to us a bower, and keep us alway when it doth shower. I pray God save that princely flower.